Om Shanti. Today is 6th September 2018. Magic of blessing. Today's blessing is, may you become an easy yogi by putting a full stop to the past, knowing the importance of the full stop. Explanation. The easiest punctuation is the full stop. Bap Dada simply tells us about the account of the full stop. Become a point yourself. Remember the point and knowing about every scene of the drama, apply a full stop. Know the importance of the full stop and put a full stop to the past and become a point and you will become an easy yogi. In any case, we now have to become points and return home. Everyone resides in the home, in the point form, where thoughts, actions and sanskars are all merged. So Bap Dada simply tells us about the account of the full stop. Which full stop? Today's Baba, three things tells us in today's blessing. Which three things? Which full stop? First stage, become a point yourself. Second, remember the point means remember the father. And third, drama. Knowing about every scene of the drama, apply a full stop. Baba has said to know the importance of the full stop. In daily basis, we are using full stop in many places. Initially, in British English, they used as full point or full stop. In American English, they used to mention full period. We use full stop at the termination or completion of a sentence. In 3rd century, people used three dots. One is high dot, second is middle dot, and third is under dot. In the place of full stop, they used high dot. In the place of semicolon, they used middle dot. And in the place of comma, they used under dot. As a result of confusion of three dots, they derived the punctuation of semicolon and comma. This is how full stop punctuation was derived in the history. You know? Now we will see where we are using this full stop daily. First, as initials of name. For example, BK, Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari, yeah, Brahma Kumaris, B full stop, K full stop, JP Bhai, J full stop, P full stop Bhai. C.V. Raman, why keeping full stop after initial, it gives respect to that initial person. Second, as abbreviations, for example, Mr., Mrs., Dr., Professor. This also as a respect, we are using full stop after abbreviations. Third, we use full stop in acronym. For example, yes, USA, USA, US, UK, WHO, U full stop, S full stop, A, USA, WHO, W full stop, H full stop, O. Acronym means a word formed from the initial letters of the several words in the name. Then we use in mathematics as decimal separations. For example, in mathematics, 5.2. Yes, 100.007.00, 60.50. Then fifth one, in computing or internet in website address. For example, www.brahmakumaris.com. If we don't apply full stop in website address, we cannot reach the site. Same way, if we cannot apply full stop, as Baba said, we cannot reach our sweet home. So full stop is very important. So we should learn to keep full stop for the past. Like any negative experience, conflict with others, accidents, bad experience after natural calamities, any other, which becomes our best thoughts. So we should keep full stop for this. Then it is easy to become point for ourselves and to remember the point Baba and to become easy yogi. Now some points from Abhyakt Murli, which tells the greatness of the bindu or dot. Bab Dada says, Bab Dada is blessing all of you children with the blessing. May you be an easy yogi. Simply remember the one bindu, the easiest punctuation mark to write is a bindu, means dot. Therefore, Bab Dada is telling you the account of just the bindu. Bab Dada is telling you just the account of a bindu. First point, become a bindu yourself. Remember the bindu father and knowing every scene of the drama, put a bindu or a full stop. Second, the punctuation mark of just a dot includes oneself, the father and creation. So what do you have to know? So what do you have to know? Just a bindu. Third, what do you have to do? What is your effort? Become bindu. Remember the dot. By knowing the importance of the bindu, you are constantly able to be an easy yogi. No matter how large something grows, everything in merge in the bindu. The seed is the bindu and the whole tree is merged in bindu. You souls are bindus and you have the sanskars of 84 worlds merged within you bindu. You are now at the confluence edge and bringing the drama of 5000 years to an end. The cycle of the drama is now coming to an end. Whatever has passed, put a bindu, a full stop. To that, you have to become bindu and return home. Next point, you have to become a bindu and return home with the bindu. His home is also the home of all bindus. There all thoughts, actions and sanskars are merged. That is, they have a bindu applied to them. The punctuation mark at the completion of something is just the bindu. He has all the virtues. He is the ocean of the treasures of knowledge. However, this ocean is just a bindu. When you come into connection or relationship with one another, what sparkles everyone's forehead? What sparkles? Bindu. Who does all the work? Who is doing all work? Bindu. It is a bindu. Is it not? Even if you leave the earth and go to the moon, it is the dot that goes there. If you go to tour the three worlds with the power of silence, who is it that goes there? A bindu. Whether it is the power of science or the power of silence, it is a bindu that has the power to create, power to create and the power to go to nirvana. A whole tree emerges from the seed, but after it has grown, what does it merge into? What does it merge? The seed that is a bindu. So originally and eternally, it is just a bindu. You receive the knowledge of the three aspects of time and the three worlds. But who is it that receives it? It is a bindu. You have played various roles from the beginning to the end. But who is the actor? Who played your part? Bindu. The bindu, therefore the whole greatness is of the bindu. When you understand the bindu, you understand everything. Even you attain everything. When you understand bindu. When you stabilize in the form of a bindu, then whatever thoughts you create and feelings you have, whatever words you speak and action you perform, they all become as great as the bindu. That is, they all automatically become elevated. Next point, the energy of a soul is a bindu. That energy is used for creation, and the atomic energy is used for destruction. That too is also just a bindu. Therefore, destruction takes place through a bindu, and creation also takes place through a bindu. At the beginning of the cycle, you come down as a bindu or dot, and at the end too, you go back up as a bindu. So the form of the beginning and the end is just a bindu. So this is very easy to remember. Bab Dada given an example like a small school boy is able to put a full stop very easily. Whatever you put a pencil on it makes a bindu. So are you not able to remember such an easy punctuation mark? What do you think could be easier than this? Baba asked. Is there anything easier than this? The word bindu is a word of great wonders. Baba says, the word bindu is a word of great wonders. It is a magical word. Bindu is a magical word. Become a bindu and issue an order and everything will be ready. Clap in your mind and everything will be ready. A clap of a bindu will be heard by the elements and all your physical senses and companions. So this is today's blessing. May you become an easy yogi by putting a full stop to the past, knowing the importance of the full stop. Okay, Om Shanti.